So you want to become a therapist. Let's talk about what that journey actually looks like as someone who's currently a graduate student therapist. Hi everyone, my name is Amanda Lee and I am a graduate student therapist and I am in the master's program at the University of South Florida located in Tampa, and I'm in the master's for clinical rehabilitation and mental health counseling. Welcome to the reflection room. Okay, so how to become a therapist? How do I do it? You know, I've sat in your shoes. You're like, okay, what are the next steps? You might be in high school, even before then, you might be in high school, you might be in college, whatever it may be. I hope that this video can provide some more information and insight into how to become a therapist. Now, I remember when I was in your shoes and I was scouring the internet, looking on YouTube, looking on everything, and trying to figure out what are the next steps? Like, how do I do this? And I feel like as a society, the first thought that came into my head, just like anyone, was psychology. So I was like, okay, let me get a bachelor's of arts in psychology. And I did just that. I did this after exploring an elementary education major. And my exploration with that was very unique. I was in the schools and I was observing in the middle of COVID. And I was observing the schools prior to COVID. But I had known I'd always wanted to be a teacher when I was really young. And so I started this path wanting to be an elementary school teacher. And something had kind of shifted. I don't know. It was a very chaotic day. I was in the kindergarten classroom and the principal announced over the speaker and was like, please check your emails for next steps. And all the teachers like rushed and checked their emails. And the email basically stated, we're closing the schools down. We're going to be removing to remote learning, things like that. And it was very unknown. The entire school erupted into chaos. There were tears. There were teachers like telling me like, don't do this, run away. Like, it was very chaotic. And I just remember seeing the faces of the students that I was in the classroom of. And they were just so distraught. And I think there was just this huge level of confusion that I think us as human beings can completely resonate with. And it was everywhere. It was in the teachers, it was in the staff, in the students. And I went home that day and something had kind of shifted in me. And it wasn't from the people telling me not to do it. I think it was more the nature of where education was going, the unknowns. I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know. Like, we all didn't know. So I was put in a unique position. I was in the elementary education kind of like concentration in my AA program. And I was graduating with my AA that May. So COVID kind of hit around March, I believe. And I had finished my like education of what I needed for AA level. And I had that summer off before I went into my bachelor's program at USF. So that summer was unique in that I know everyone else was at home isolated. But for me, there was this sense of like, I don't know if this is the right major. I don't know if this is the right thing I want to do. So I really sat down with myself and I was like, what is it that you want to do? What is it? And I think we've all had that. But yeah, I came to the conclusion that in order to work towards what I'm passionate about, I always knew that I wanted to help people. And I didn't really know what that looked like. I had thought I knew what it looked like in terms of teaching, but things changed, like I said. And I noticed that mental health was really big. And during that time, we were all very isolated. And I think as a society, we were at home a lot. And being at home a lot made us have to face certain things that maybe we weren't in the hustle culture that we lived in prior to COVID. And I think mental health since then has been a topic that's been brought up. And I think that that is beautiful. And I know that I was struggling at the time with my own mental health struggles on top of everything that was going on with the society. And I knew that's what I was interested in. That's what I wanted to do. So at that point, I decided to go into USF my first semester there post AA. And I went in as a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. I didn't know how to become a therapist. I didn't know what the pathway was. That whole summer I spent like scouring the internet, figuring out how to become a therapist, and nothing was like telling me how to do it. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just do psychology. And that's a valid thing. Like, that's perfectly fine. I ended up actually switching my major again from a psychology major to a behavioral health care major just because it was a science bachelor's, it was more clinical based, it was more application based, and that just helped me. I was just more into it. It also had a concentration that was children's mental health, and then I got a minor in psychology. So there are certainly different pathways to it. But that summer, I found myself really struggling because I didn't know what to do or how to get there. So I hope that this video will be helpful. So I want to share three simple tips, three steps. There's education, one, training, two, and licensure, three. And that is how to become a therapist in the simplest terms. Now, I'll go into depth into it a little bit more. But in the state of Florida, to become a licensed mental health counselor, you need a bachelor's in a related science, something like psychology or behavior health care or social work or something along those lines. And then you need to go to a master's program. That could be a clinical-based program like I'm in, which is specifically for rehabilitation or mental health counseling. And there's a variety of different programs, but I would recommend one that's clinical-based, that has practicum and internship experiences within it. That way you can gain that experience with your cohort and with your professor and with your supervisors at your sites, so you just have a better, well-rounded experience with it. Yeah. So there's the education part. You get the bachelor's, you get the master's. It sounds so simple, but here I am in my second year in the master's, and this has been a long-haul journey. Now we're in 2025, so 5 years into this journey, here I am. Now, that journey could take shorter amount of time or longer amount of time. It's just unique to you, specifically. So, get the bachelor's, get the master's. Now what? After you finish your master's in counseling, now you need to take the licensure exam. It's a national exam to become a licensed mental health counselor. Now, this exam is something that your coursework will really prepare you for. You'll do a lot of studying before. I will be taking it in probably like the end of this year because I graduate in December, so probably like January or something like that. But basically you take the exam and you hope that you pass. And now you pass. Yay. Okay. Yes, we pass. We pass. The first time. Yes. And now you're going to register with the state of Florida to be a registered mental health counselor intern. I know it's a lot. It's a lot. There's legislation right now that's trying to change the name from intern to something more like associate, just because it's more reflective of where you're at that level. You know, you've got a master's degree, you have that clinical experience. I know my program requires me to do 900 hours of clinical experience in total. So you've been seeing clients. You are a therapist at that point. So RMHCI is the acronym for that. And now you're a registered mental health counselor intern. So now, at that point in the state of Florida, you are required to collect 1,500 clinical hours under direct supervision with a qualified supervisor in the state of Florida. And you would meet with the supervisor weekly. I forget the number of hours. I think it's 100. Don't quote me. But yeah, so you get 1,500 clinical hours. I know that for a fact. And then you'd get X amount of hours with a supervisor. And basically, the combination of you being registered, gaining those clinical hours, and taking that licensing exam, now you can register to become licensed once you've gathered those hours. Now, typically, those hours accrue within 2 years to 5 years. I think you have up to 5 years post-grad to collect them. So let's say 2 years post-grad, you collect the 1,500, you have the qualified, you have all of your documentation and your paperwork and everything, and you've already passed the exam, and now you become a licensed mental health counselor. And that, in the shortest terms, is the pathway of how to become a counselor. Now, there's a lot of little things within it, and I could dissect in later videos, like, what it's like to be a grad school therapist or what mental health counseling grad school is like. I can definitely do that. Leave some comments down below if you would like for me to explore those topics. But yeah, now I did want to talk a little bit about some tips that would be helpful in this journey, wherever you're at in the journey. I think it's important to trust the process. This is a long process and it's 100% worth it if you want to be a therapist. I think this job is very rewarding. And it takes a while. It takes a while. And you just have to accept that. But trust the process. And I think believing in yourself. I think we talk about imposter syndrome a lot. And it's certainly going to come up. It's going to come up no matter what. I've talked to therapists in the field who've been in the field for like 20 plus years and who are still struggling with imposter syndrome. So that's okay, and you're not alone. And I too struggle with that sometimes, so I hope that helps a little bit. It's gonna come up, but that's okay, because in the field we like to call ourselves baby therapists. You're figuring it out, you're learning, and you're gonna make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. You're learning how to become a therapist. Everyone starts somewhere. No one just immediately knows how to become a surgeon or a doctor. You know, it takes time. It takes time. And this is a clinical program that you will be a part of. So, yeah, accruing those clinical hours and stuff. So, I hope that that helps a little bit. And just know that there's going to be so much growth on this journey, specifically grad school. There's a lot of, like, these jokes in grad school that are, like, know thyself. Or, you know, there's just a lot of self-awareness exercises that we go through. But it's important. It's so important. And this is a profession that requires a lot of reflection and understanding. And yeah, if you're interested in human nature and helping people and stuff, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right profession, the right field. So I hope that this was helpful to you. I know that I was scrambling everywhere trying to figure it out. So again, those three steps: education, bachelor's or master's in related fields. Then training, you gain that training in your master's program, ideally, and then licensure, and then you become a licensed mental health counselor. And that's like the most simple way I can put it. But you're gonna do great, you're gonna do great. I believe in you, and I really hope that this was helpful. Please leave any comments down below if you are thinking about becoming a therapist, or if you have any questions, or if you're even a therapist in the field and talking about your unique journey of how you became a therapist. So yeah, we'd love to hear it. Thank you so much for joining me on the Reflection Room today. Keep on reflecting.